50 years ago this weekend, Bobby Plump buried a last-second shot to give tiny Milan High School the Indiana State Championship over the much larger Muncie Central. This story of the little team that could put Milan on the map, it made Bobby Plump an Indiana household name and inspired the movie Hoosiers. Now, to mark the 50th anniversary, ESPN is broadcasting original footage from that game, and Milan and Muncie Central are meeting up in a rematch, although presumably not with the original players. Bobby Plump is now a businessman, and he joined us on the line from Indianapolis. Mr. Plump, thanks so much for being with us.
You're very welcome. It's nice of you to ask me.
You going to be at the game?
I am going to be at the game with about six or seven of my teammates and an assistant coach and two cheerleaders.
You're ready to go in if they need you in the last second?
I checked my eligibility at Milan. They said I don't have any, thank goodness, so I won't have to do that.
All right. Now, the movie took some literary license, didn't it?
Well, certainly. The factual thing in the movie is the last 18 seconds after the ball is thrown in. That is exactly the way it occurred.
Mr. Plump, after all these years, do you mind reliving those last 18 seconds for us?
No, that would be great. We stole the ball. I hit two free throws. We go up 30-28. They go down and tie it up. We called timeout with 18 seconds to go. Go to the huddle. Marvin Wood, our coach, says, okay, here's what we're going to do. Bob, you just dribble around until there are 5 or 6 seconds to go. Then you drive all the way, stop and shoot a jump shot. Just make sure they don't have time to get a shot at the end. And with a few seconds, 5 or 6 seconds to go, I faked left, and Jimmy Barnes just leaned a little bit. And I went to the right, and he had to drop back from keeping me from driving all the way. And I had a wide open shot right at the edge of the free throw line. And when I let it go, I did know it was going in. And pandemonium broke loose.
How much a part of your life has this game been over the years?
It has been a part of my life ever since 1954 when the basket went in. It's not something that dominates my life, but it's something that's there. Even before the movie Hoosiers came out, I was probably asked to give 15 to 20 speeches a year to different high schools, civic groups, and so forth throughout the state of Indiana. But as far as living in the past and that shot defining my life and being the be-all, end-all from a life standpoint, it wasn't. I see nothing wrong with enjoying what's happened in the past, but I certainly don't want to make that the only thing I live for.
Thank you so much, Mr. Plump.
Oh, you're very welcome. I enjoyed it.
Speaking with us from Indianapolis, Bobby Plump, Mr. Basketball.